Welcome back to the Inner Peace Podcast with Joe Siegel.
Hello, my friends. This is Joe Siegel with the Inner Peace Podcast. Welcome back. Thank you for being you, for being here with me in this moment. I want to talk about what we are, not what we are not. So much of life, so much of our life can be summed up in how we tie ourselves up in knots, how we limit ourselves, what we can be and what we can see and what we can achieve and what we can experience by what we think and feel we are not. I am not smart enough. I am not attractive enough. I am not young enough. I am not special enough. I am not unique enough. I am not tall enough. I am not thin enough. I am not strong enough. We tie ourselves up in knots. I am not rich enough. All of these knots that we tie ourselves up in limits our beingness of who we are, which is unlimited, which is enough, which is beautiful, which is creative, which is unique, which is wonderful, which is exceptional, which is sacred. So what I'm going to ask of you listening is to let go of your knots. The way to stop tying yourself up in knots and free yourself to be yourself is to let go of the knots. Instead of saying, I am not this or that, let go of the knots and just embrace the I am. Embrace your I am. It is a powerful, powerful affirmation of existence, of your beauty and sacredness and power having been created worthy at birth. I am. In the Bible, the Hebrew Christian Bible, God says, I am that I am. I am. So say it with me. I am, I am, I am worthy. I am, I am, I am beautiful. I am, I am, I am holy. I am, I am, I am abundant. I am, I am, I am wise. I am, I am, I am complete. I am, I am, I am enough. I am, I am, I am here for love. I am, I am, I am healthy. I am, I am, I am well. I am, I am, I am ready. I am, I am, I am beautiful. I am, I am, I am enough. I am, I am, I am loved. Embrace your I am. Embrace your I am because you are enough. You are loved. You are worthy. You are beautiful. You are attractive. You are kind. You are intelligent. You are talented. You are abundant. You are one with the loving, infinite, abundant, and kind universe. And let go of your knots. You are enough now. You are worthy. You were worthy when you were born. At birth, you were born worthy of love, of good health, of happiness, of abundance, of joy. You are worthy. You are enough. Let go of your knots. Do not limit yourself. Do not block yourself. Free yourself of your self-limitations, of the blocks you place around yourself, and embrace your I am. Affirm the love that is you expressing itself from the universe. The universe is expressing its immense love and joy through you, through everything of you. Every aspect of you, the tall, the thin, the heavy, the short, the struggling, the achieving, the laughing, the crying, it is all a unique expression of joy from the universe as seen through you. And that is a beautiful, beautiful, sacred thing. So embrace that, my friend. Let go of your knots. And embrace the I am of the joy, of the happiness, of the abundance, of the prosperity, of the good health that is omnipresent in this life. As we move towards it, being ourself, being true to ourself, walking in our truth, facing our fears and learning from them. Facing our challenges and learning from them. And sharing our truth with the world. Walking our path of heart. Being honest and humble about who we are. In a joyful celebration of life that is you. And that is what I want to share with you. To invite you. To choose love, to choose abundance, to choose joy, to choose acceptance of the wonderfulness that is you in all your uniqueness, and let go of your knots and experience life that is a great gift here in the present right now. This is all we have. The past, where we regret things, where we chastise ourselves over our behavior and what we could have and should have done and said and what somebody shouldn't have done or said, is an illusion. Life is here now. It is the gift. It is the present. The future, where we place our worries, where we think about all these worst case scenarios, is an illusion. The gift of the universe expressing its great love and abundance through us is here in this moment with this deep breath that we take. Take a deep breath with me. And exhale. Right now, you can only breathe in the now. You cannot breathe in the future. You cannot breathe in the past. So if you take a deep breath, you can bring yourself into this moment where the gifts of life, of inspiration, of ideas, of peace, of oneness, of contemplation, of understanding, of love, all exist in this sacred moment of now. So that is what I wanted to share with you. You could sing, I'm sure you could sing much better than me, but sing out your I am. Sing out what you embrace in yourself, that you are enough. I am enough. I am worthy. I am kind. I am beautiful. I am abundant. I am ready for love. I am ready for greatness. I am ready for good health. I am healthy. I am kind. I am worthy of a happy, healthy, abundant life. Embrace your I am and live in this moment with more joy, with more peace, more good health, and prosperity will come to you as serendipity, as unfolding good fortune and synchronicity and increasingly beautiful, amazing coincidences, and the people you meet and the things you hear and see that line up in amazing ways as you notice this, as your consciousness expands, because you are choosing to be aware, to be conscious in the moment, and choosing love for yourself and others. That is when you know that you are walking your path of heart. When you see these coincidences, the synchronicity, you say something, you hear it said immediately back on the radio or TV, the same words or the same images on a billboard or on a license plate in the car in front of you. You see these echoes come back to you. You're thinking of someone and they call you immediately out of the blue. This synchronicity is the universe echoing back to you like a sonar signal. Hey, you are on track. You are on course for being you, for walking your path of heart. When you are being true to yourself, walking in love, facing your challenges, your fears, to learn and grow and live fully, answering your call in life, whether it's to be one and loving with your family, your career, your craft, to share your voice in the world, whatever it is, as you're walking your path of heart, you will start to see these events, these synchronous events, these echoes of the universe, like sonar, letting you know you are tuning in to you. I, Joe Siegel, am tuning in to the frequency of Joe Siegel. And when I tune into the frequency of Joe Siegel, the universe says, boop, boop, there's a coincidence. There's synchronicity. There's some serendipitous event of good fortune to let me know that I have dialed in my frequency of Joe Siegel to me. And you, when you walk your path of heart and you face life with love in your heart for yourself and others, you we'll start to see these coincidences and hear them. And that is the universe saying that you have dialed in Jane Smith or Michael or whoever you are listening to this. You have dialed in your vibration, your frequency. We all vibrate. All of life is vibration. And you, when you are true to yourself, walking in love, not in fear, you are answering your calling in life. You have dialed in your frequency. That is you. And the universe responds with these echoes of synchronicity and serendipity and good fortune and opportunity to let you know it is a guidance, self-adjusting guidance mechanism of the universe to let you know you're on track. So keep finding the you that is you by letting go of your knots, embracing your I ams, using meditation and visualization and prayer and your creative expression, whatever form that takes, to tune into yourself and to embrace that loving sacred being that you are and tune into your frequency and open your consciousness and awareness, expand it around you, and you will see, you will hear the synchronicity, the echoes of the things you say and think, and the images and the sights and the sounds around you in life, and you will start to notice them, and you will know that the universe is guiding you to stay on course, to be you, because that's where all the gifts are in this moment. That's where all of the lessons we're here to learn exist, by being yourself and true to your, walking in your truth, walking in your path of heart. And that is what I wish for you. And I know you can do it. I know we can do it. We can do it together. So thank you for sharing this moment with me in Joe Siegel's Inner Peace Podcast. If you enjoy this, let me know. Share this with friends on social media. Hashtag Joe Siegel's Inner Peace Podcast. And have a blessed day. Thank you.